Hello, everybody, and welcome to our office hours call for the month of October 2019. I'm very excited to be here with all of you and to be available for you to answer your questions, share successes, help you with challenges, whatever it is that you need. These are the calls where we come together as a group, people from a variety of different programs that we offer, our Sweet Spot, our Grand Digestive Enum program, our adrenals, thyroid, our energy recharge inner circle, and even our people in our nutritional endocrinology practitioner training. So I'm really excited to pull everybody together. I do want to remind you that if you are a practitioner, these calls are intended for questions related to your own health. I believe that in order to be a good practitioner, we need to be focusing on our own health. In all of my practitioner trainings, we offer you the ability to join a program to help your own health as well. So these are the calls for that. And then we have separate calls where you can ask questions about your clients or patients. So all that said, the other thing that's super important and super helpful for me is when you raise your hand, I'll give you the instructions on doing that in a moment. When you ask a question, whether it be a typed in question or whether it be an oral question, I do appreciate if you could tell me what program you're in. That way, as I answer, I'll be able to send you to appropriate resources. I'll know what resources you have access to and be able to send you to appropriate resources if that's needed. So the way we ask questions or share successes or just get involved in these calls is we do a star 2 on the telephone keypad if you're on the phone. If you're on the web, there's a button that says raise hand. And if you're on the web and you have your hand raised or think you have your hand raised and I'm not seeing it, then just go into the chat. You should see that right there on the same page and say, hey, I've got my hand raised. Please open up my line. Just sometimes those buttons just decide to have a mind of their own and they don't work. If you're on the web, there's two options. The Q&A, which is a one-way street, and I see the questions and nobody else, but nobody can answer. It's just a straight question. And then on the chat, we can go both ways. So it's possible that another practitioner on the line or one of the other participants has some resources or answers for you. So it depends. If you have a question and you want your identity kept private, sometimes people ask questions about poop and periods and don't really want to be identified. It was just fine with me. And some people ask questions about poop and periods and don't really care. So I'm just giving that as an example. And if that's the case, then the first thing you write in there is going to be, do not mention my name. And then I won't do that. Okay? So that's the story. I usually start with the Q&A because those are people that can't make it to the call and you're invited to do that. If you can't make it to a call, it's to just go into the Q&A and type in your question in advance. It looks like Catherine typed your question. I usually like to start there. That way, if you can't make a call, you can just come in and listen to the beginning and get your answer and don't have to dig through and try to figure out if it's there. So Catherine says, Sweet Spot Solution, thank you. I just had a lab test. A1C is 5. That's very good. However, protein is low at 5.9, globulin 1.7, and the ratio 2.5. Should I be concerned if the doctor was not? I'm thinking I eat plenty of protein, so why was I low, and what should I do about it? Thank you, in case I can't make the call. Catherine, that's a great question. And I'm just going to rephrase the way you asked it. Should I be concerned? I would say be curious, right? And your doctor wasn't concerned because there's no indication of, a disastrous catastrophe here. But if your protein is low, which 5.9 is quite low, I like to see it in the high sixes, I would say that there's some indication if you are eating enough protein, and quite frankly, almost everybody does, it's really hard not to eat enough protein, then it means that you're probably not absorbing it well. So I would be looking at your stomach acid. You're in sweet spots, so you don't have, well, you do have access to some things. One of the bonuses was some information and resources from our digestive program, but I would be thinking about that being an issue. Also, at the end of Sweet Spot, we gave you access to the questionnaires that give you like a score on your digestion. So I'd be looking at what's going on with your digestion. It could be low stomach acid, in which case my favorite approach, the most conservative approach is to start taking either a bitters tincture, which you can buy from Gaia Herbs or Herbalist and Alkalist or Urban Moonshine or Summer Bach. They all have really good bitters formulas. And you take that about 15 minutes before you eat, and you swish it in your mouth. And yes, they taste bitter, and no, you can't have stevia. I get that question all the time, because it's the bitter taste, it stimulates bitter taste receptors, which then triggers a reflex that goes down into your digestive tract and helps the stomach produce more acid and helps like the bile be secreted when it needs to be, and just helps overall with digestive secretions. Another option, if you don't want to get a tincture of that, of the bitters, is to just get the most bitter foods or herbs that you can think of. You know, some of the greens that are in the greens mixes, dandelion, arugula, they have a bitter taste. You're going to take just a small handful, put it in your mouth, and chew it and chew it and chew it for a good 3 to 5 minutes so that the juices are just being extracted and they're bathing the receptors under your tongue. And another option is juicing. You're juicing it yourself, so having a little bitter green juice and swishing it around in your mouth for a while. That's one thing. The other thing is to make sure that you have enough digestive enzymes, and you could do that with taking a good kind of well-formulated, well-rounded digestive enzyme. Okay. So congratulations, though, on the A1C of 5. That's really, really awesome. Let me refresh that. Okay, so I'm going to go on to the call. If you're on the call and you raised your hand, I'll see it. *2 to raise your hand. Or if you're on the web call, hit the button that says raise hand. I'm going to go back to the chat. Oh, I see a lot of activity on the chat. So let me go back and see if I can find the questions. Lori, I have a lot of people that ask how to lower cholesterol, LDL, or blood pressure. Do I have preferred foods besides anti-inflammatory ones with something else to try, like a tea, herb, et cetera? I can't attend. So here's the thing. There is no single food. There is no this for that, right, to lower cholesterol. It's an overall sense of why is the cholesterol high in the first place? Is it because the person has some inflammation going on? So we need to be looking at overall. We need to look at foods that support cardiac health. So things like, all the green leafy vegetables, broccoli, sprouts, the anti-inflammatory foods, ginger, turmeric, et cetera. But also just lowering cholesterol and LDL is not the way to approach it necessarily, okay? So because they may have a familial hypercholesterolemia, meaning genetically it's high, but it may not be problematic. So we really want to look at the LDL and the particle sizes. So doing an advanced lipid panel is important. I will say, I'll throw out a few herbs that tend to be supportive for the heart. Hawthorn berry, which also supports the liver, and things like calming herbs, magnesium, right? So we all have to look at why is this person's cholesterol high? Is it a dietary thing, in which case we've got to get them off of the foods that raise the cholesterol? Is it an oxidized cholesterol? So it's much more complicated than just what foods to lower cholesterol. Barbara, and you said you're attending, great. Wondering if there's a rule of thumb to use and a ratio for greens to fruit to keep blood sugar from rising too quickly. Oh boy, Barbara, I wish there was, because there's no one generic for everybody. But I can tell you what works for me and a lot of the clients that I've worked with. Big, huge plate of greens, little bit of fruit. So for example, if I want to eat mango, a quarter to a half of a mango with a huge, huge salad, or a 32-ounce smoothie that doesn't have fruit in it, that's just greens. But everybody's going to be different. For some folks, they can eat fruit alone and it doesn't raise. So it's going to be different for you. So what I would suggest for you, Barbara, is to just get out the old glucose meter and make a big salad, you know, or make a great big green smoothie and then play with it, right? do it and say, okay, this is a quarter cup of blueberries. Oh, my blood sugar didn't go up so high. Half a cup of blueberries the next time, three quarters of a cup, and play with it for each of the fruits that you're trying to eat. Marilyn says, what fruits are good to put in your green smoothie, or is it better not to add fruits to the veggie mix? I've heard that, and I'm wondering about adding fruits now. Okay, so I don't know what, you're in ERC, so you have access to everything. So, for some people, no fruit in the smoothie. I can't put fruit in my smoothie. I can eat fruit with my smoothie. I can eat a half a mango or some papaya or blueberries with my smoothie, but it's the minute I blend it in there, the juices get separated from the fiber and it raises my sugar. I had somebody make me this awesome smoothie and it had a handful of blueberries in it and shot my sugar to 135. So it's very, again, like I said to Barbara, it's very specific to you. If you have issues with your blood sugar, if your blood sugar tends to be high, what you're going to need to do is do all the things we teach in Sweet Spot in terms of testing, like getting a baseline and then test till you figure out what your tolerance is. And over time, it will get better as you balance your body. Kathy, hi. A question about skin issues on face and eyes. Better today, but I've been flaky, swollen, red, itchy, burning, and migrated from neck to eyes to jawline to chin to temples and forehead. Also tight, especially around the eyes. So, Kathy, it'd be great if you can get on and raise your hand because I have lots of questions. So, every time somebody asks me a question, I have questions in response. So, it started on the back of your neck. What was the what could have been the trigger? We want to know what caused this, right? Did you eat a food that you weren't used to? Did you, were you out in the garden and get up against some prickly plant that then you could have touched it and spread it? Could it be, well, poison ivy wouldn't be, you said flaky, but not white. I just envisioned white as flaky, but swollen, red, itchy, burning. So it could have been you got exposed to something, a plant or an animal bite, or did you use some new laundry detergent and then it spread out into your face because it's very easy to, when something's on your neck and something's itchy and you push your hand there and then you touch other parts of your body. Did it happen right after eating something that you hadn't eaten before? Could it be a histamine reaction from that? So there's a lot of things I would ask you to do. One of the things, symptomatic relief is to do things that are anti-inflammatory, like ginger tea, turmeric, boswellia. If you have any essential oils, a little bit of boswellia diluted with coconut oil. So boswellia is frankincense oil diluted with coconut oil and spread on there. Even just straight coconut oil to start because it's not going to be caustic at all. Again, help to calm things down, and coconut oil does have some anti-inflammatory properties. I usually have people combine flax oil, castor oil, and coconut oil, right, to give you a combination of different kinds of inflammation. Now, this is strictly from a standpoint of symptom relief. I also do high-dose vitamin C and quercetin. So I would just start taking, for me personally, I would probably put a half a teaspoon in a cup of water and drink it every half hour or so, and then add some quercetin. You can get quercetin as a supplement in capsules. I personally like powders better, so I have quercetin that I bought in powdered form. And I've given this to lots of people who come over and say, oh, I'm getting this whatever, and it works really well. So it's really a matter of figuring out what is going on there. All right, so Barbara Dunn, my fasting was 65 this morning. Woohoo! Hasn't been above 100 all day. Wow, even when including two pairs in my breakfast smoothie. I'm also sleeping 7 to 8 hours. Whoa, way to go, Barbara. Celebrating with you, baby. That's so awesome. Wow. All right, let's see what else. Marilyn, today's smoothie got dragon fruit, nectarine, blueberries, blackberries, along with a gallon of greens. Okay, so my question then, if that works for you, great. Because my feeling is the more fruit, the better, as long as you can keep your blood sugar. So my recommendation would be, hopefully you probably didn't drink the gallon altogether, but I would say if you haven't already finished it, test before, and then go ahead and drink it, and then test every 15 minutes after to see what it does to your sugar. That's a lot of fruit to be putting into one smoothie. that would probably send me into a sugar coma, but maybe not for you. I remember one time last year, summer, I was in Mexico and we had gone to the fruit stand and we bought all this amazing fruit, mangoes and papayas and lychee fruit, a whole bunch of others. And we had a lot of it left the night before we were leaving, and we had maybe a handful of spinach was all I had left. So we split it amongst four of us, but, you know, we all ate a fair amount of the fruit, and I only had this little bit of spinach to balance it, and my sugar went up to 185. So, and I'd already eaten the fruit earlier in the week, and I was fine as long as I had it with a big green smoothie or with a big salad. So it's really going to be a matter of you. Barbara Dunn, what nutrients are in dragon fruit? Not one that I'm that familiar with, because it's not something, I don't think I've ever had dragon fruit. But if you go online and you just type in dragon fruit nutritional value, you'd be able to see that. Mary Lynn, Barbara in that party. Is that part of Dr. Rita Marie's program? What's it? Oh, Barbara said, I'm finishing my 5-day deep green cleanse and I'm having wonderful results. Yes, and we're going to be talking about that more, Marilyn, as we have some of our ERC calls coming up. But the green cleanse part has that in it, the green cleanse. So if you go into your dashboard, you should be able to see the green cleanse. I had heard that dragon fruit is one of the best fruits to eat. Forgot the reason. I don't know. Are you guys hearing me? Barbara just said she didn't hear me, and somebody earlier said I did hear you. Martha said she did hear me, and on the phone they said they didn't hear me. Are you hearing me? Okay, good. Phew. Barbara, maybe you need to refresh. Okay, good. Catherine said, thank you so much. Barbara, Mini RC and the Green Cleanse was part of that program. Yep. And Kathy, front of neck, white too, so flaky, stinging. This has been a many week progression. The eyes started right after a facial scrub that I've used many times before. But you said it started in your back, the back of your neck, right? So I'd be going back to look at what was happening in those days to week before that happened. New laundry soap, new clothing. Do you have nettles in your yard? Did you get exposed to it and it rubbed up against your skin? Other things. It doesn't sound like poison ivy or poison oak, and those would go down, but it sounds to me like it might be possibly, you know, a new laundry soap, and it's on your pillow as well. And stress. Yep, stress is always a biggie. So to get some relief, you know, from the itching, which is horrible, and it could be, I think the vitamin C and quercetin are great starts, and I think something topical, see what you tolerate, just put on a little bit of it to make sure it doesn't aggravate it, make it red and raw, and I would start with maybe something as simple as coconut oil. Most people have that, put a little on. If you have flax oil, because it has omega-3s, and omega-3s can be helpful, then you can mix the coconut oil with the flax oil, and if you have castor oil, it's a hard area to make a castor oil pack and wrap it around your neck, but you could probably try that. You certainly don't want to put it on your face, but you could take just a little bit of the castor oil, mix it with a more emollient oil like coconut or flax, because castor oil is very, very thick and gooey, and put that on and just try it on little spots and see how that goes. I actually had somebody call me one day, and she's desperate because that something like that happened to her, and she was broken out, and she was having a date with somebody that she hadn't met before, and it was happening in 3 hours, and what should she do? And I just told her to do what I just told you, and it actually cleared up in 3 hours. So, okay, so Kathy says coconut oil exacerbated the burn when it was most inflamed. I usually use that and vitamin E on my face exclusively, no soap. I don't know how to raise my hand. I'm on my iPad. Okay, let me look to see. Let me see you there. Marilyn, I hear you. Also wondering if it could be elimination, not elimination. Okay, got it. So here's all the other questions I would be asking you. Let me go over to the phone and see. I'll just see if there's anybody else here. The front of your neck, not the back of your neck. Okay. There's an Echo laundry soap I've used for a while. Yes, the itch is awful. It keeps me up all night. No, totally new. My face has always been good, and my skin in general. All right. So let me see if your hand's up. Are you in Huntsville? Kathy, because it says David. Let me see if that's you. Hello, David or Kathy? Is that Kathy? Hello.
It's Elizabeth. This is Elizabeth from North Carolina. This is 704. I'm on the phone.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, North Carolina. Yeah. Okay. I have a question kind of related to what I mentioned yesterday in our body balance call, where I was saying that, you know, if I eat things with sugar or if my blood sugar gets elevated, my throat, glands start hurting my throat. And I was just wondering, what I meant to ask was, have you ever heard of this? And do you have any sense of why it's occurring? It seems to me somehow blood sugar relating to my immune system, or just trying to figure out the connection and then what to do about it.
So it's an interesting connection, right? So when I think about that, as you think about it, I think about, well, you've got do you have tonsils or have they been removed?
No, I don't have tonsils.
You don't have tonsils? They may be starting to grow back, actually. Because I was thinking, well, if it's an immune system response, you know, and maybe you have some sort of a yeast growth in your throat and the sugar is feeding the yeast and that's causing an irritation. So that's a possibility. Otherwise, I'm not exactly sure, quite frankly, what could cause that. It's like your body is almost like your throat is going blah. Right, pretty quickly, right? It's not happening after 15, 20 minutes.
Right, it's fairly quickly. If it's sugar, if it's just my blood sugar starting to be elevated if I've eaten too much and too much things that are causing it to raise, and it's not like it's actually in the throat. It's like it feels like it's in the glands.
Oh.
The glands sort of swell, my glands swell, and it feels like a sore throat, but it's really in the glands.
Okay. So it could be that there is let me ask you this. Do you notice any other swelling anywhere else on the lymph glands, like in your groin?
No.
Just and
my throat.
On your neck. So, and when you say the neck, you know, there's these muscles, they're called the sternocleidomastoids that go from behind your ear down to your clavicle at an angle. Is that where you're feeling it, along those, or is it closer up to the front?
Closer up to the front, those glands that are like, if I take my thumb and my finger, you know, those glands right there that I can massage.
Okay. It sounds to me like it might be some sort of, and it's an immune response, and it's any kind of sweet, right? Any kind of sugar, not just, it could be blueberries, it could be pineapple, it could be corn chips.
Well, it's more sucrose, you know, because I think that's the sugar I abused mostly when I was younger. So it's worse with sucrose, you know, the things that people add, those kind of sugars.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not happening when you're eating fruit?
Well, not so much, but I pretty much avoid, I've avoided fruit for so many years, I don't hardly even know, you know, because fruit would, you know, raise my blood sugar. But
so
I guess it might
happen
a little bit.
If you avoid fruit because it raises your sugar, how are you getting sucrose? Why are you eating sucrose?
Well, like I said, sometimes if it, you know, came in a salad dressing and I didn't expect sauce or something that I ate or even like yesterday when I tried eating some stuffed grape leaves with the white rice, and I think the white rice, if it breaks down too quickly in my system and then raises my blood sugar, or if I've eaten too much and then add something like that, it's like puts me over the top.
I mean, it's an interesting response. It does sound like it feels more like lymph is swelling, that there's definitely an immune system component here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mostly people aren't allergic to sucrose, right? It's usually a blood sugar
right.
thing because there's no protein in it. We usually have an allergic reaction where there's an immune system response. Did we look, it wasn't you that we looked at the blood test. I'm just thinking of your eosinophils and any of your white blood cells. Have you had any blood testing done recently?
I did have, you know, I've been having blood testing. I go to a functional medicine practice and pretty much everything was pretty normal. Now this last time, some of my white blood cell counts were lower. And I think he was thinking that was kind of related to me losing weight and wanting me to get, you know, my weight back up. So, it's over in another room. I could grab that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. If you've had somebody look at it, I'm just curious if there was any, you know, if you've had it recently and somebody's looked at it, there wasn't any red flag in there. I don't know. I mean, other than avoiding it, right?
Right.
Super careful. You know, there's things you can do to support your immune system. You know, some of the medicinal mushrooms are really good for supporting the immune system. If it is like an underlying low-grade bacterial or yeast infection type of thing, that you can help with that. Looking at your gut, right, going through the gut program piece of Body Balance, and looking at the anti-candida, anti-parasite type piece that we have in there. And there's also in there, there's a long list of antimicrobial herbs, and you might look at some of those things to see if any of those things help. There's one, it's pretty potent, Biocidin, which has it's a wide variety, almost like a broad spectrum antibiotic from the herbal perspective, and see if any of that. And then are you taking any probiotics?
Yeah, I take a probiotic every night. And, you know, a couple years ago, I did have the problem with the gut, the
right.
dysbiosis. And
right.
it turned out I had the, C. diff, because I've been traveling a lot in China and India and that. And so I developed the C. diff. And she wasn't sure if I had parasites. The parasites never showed up on either of my stool tests, but the nurse practitioner I was seeing at the time in this clinic had me go through the, oil of oregano and berberine on and off for like 2 months. And then she also had me do the one for yeast,
right.
a yeast treatment and that. So I've kind of gone through all that. And my digestion seems pretty good now. I mean, my elimination and the stools are good and that. And so it seems pretty calm. But
Do any vitamin C?
Yeah, I take a milligram in the morning and a milligram at night or whatever. Yeah, a gram in the morning. A thousand?
Yeah,
1,000 in the morning, 1,000 at night.
Yeah. You may look at the vitamin C flush that's listed in there. Mm-hmm. It's a way to determine what your body needs in terms of vitamin C. And it's in, for sure, it's in the sweet spot part, you know, the blood sugar.
Right. Yeah. I remember, I do have that in my, I downloaded that.
Oh, okay, good. Uh-huh. Yeah. You might try that.
Okay.
Because it's going to support your immune system. And if your white blood cells went a little low, that could be very helpful in providing, you know, the extra oomph for your immune system.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And look at your omega-3 balance and make sure your omega-3 balance is good.
Okay, yeah, he tested that. And I think I was almost at 8, like 7.98, and the ratio was getting better. I've been taking the big omega, Nordic Naturals omega.
Okay, the big ones, yeah, the omega plus or something.
Right, balance. Uh-huh. And I've been trying to make sure I eat plenty of things that have the omega-3s. I eat a lot of salmon and flax seeds and stuff like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And not a lot of like almond milk. You're not an almond milk guzzler, are you?
No, I don't drink almond milk. I do eat almond butter. on my flaxseed crackers.
Okay. Well, that's a nice balance, as long as you're not eating too much of it, right? Because a lot of people think, not that almonds are bad. I love almonds, and they have a lot of great properties, but if we get them too out of balance with the omega-3s, then we go into omega-6 dominance, which that number you were mentioning is the ratio of omega-6 to 3, and that's a little high. 8 is high.
Okay. No, I think that was the total. I don't think that was my ratio.
Okay.
Oh, no. I should have had my book with me with my lab results, but I'll bring that next time.
Okay.
Next. But this gives me some ideas, so thanks. I'm just curious because I've never heard of anybody having this response before, and I thought, well, you met with thousands of clients.
No, I haven't either. So quite frankly, thousands of people, tens of thousands even, yeah.
Right,
but
and I just thought.
Body barometer saying, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
no,
I was just wondering. Yeah, just maybe I've used it so much earlier, my body's saying, sugar's coming.
It's interesting because typically sugar will depress the immune system, right? We know that. We know that it decreases the number of macrophages, which are the white blood cells that gobble up infection. So the fact that sugar triggers that response of increased immune response, a lymphatic response is interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Another thing you can do is maybe just before you eat, do a little neck massage, a lymphatic drainage massage. So start on the neck and just very lightly move your hands down. The lymphatic drains into right around the clavicles, the collarbone. So if you just do a little light massage, just with your fingertips, just going down your neck. And if it starts to happen, the same thing, just do that massage to help move the lymph down there. There's an herb called cleavers that's a good lymph drainer that you could consider for that as well. That might help.
Well, that's
C-L-E-A-V-E-R, cleaver, cleavers.
Okay.
You can get it as a tincture. I don't know if I've ever seen capsules, probably. I don't know if I've ever seen it as powder.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Okay.
We have Sandy by Elizabeth. Kathy, since she raised her hand, and I don't see, or she doesn't know how to raise her hand, but Kathy, I don't think that you are on the phone. No, you're not on the phone. There we go. I thought somebody said they're on their iPad. Who said I'm on my iPad? And I'm not sure how to raise my hand. I don't know how to raise my hand on the iPad. Yeah, you're just listening, Kathy. You're not on the web call. You're on the webcast, which means that you can hear me, but I can't hear you. All right. So I see Sandy. Let me go back to Sandy. Let me put Elizabeth's hand down and let me open Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hello. Hello. It's so lovely to be with you again.
So nice to hear your voice.
Thank you. Well, I have some exceptional news to report.
Awesome.
And I told you I was going to go off on some other directions. Of course, the direction I thought I was going to go in didn't go in, and that's fine because this direction is, way better. And this is thanks to Gail Goss because Gail really got me thinking about this whole parasite thing.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman named Barbara Frank did a program on one radio network, and I just resonated with her. Everything she said, it just resonated with me.
Ooh.
So I started doing her program about a month ago, and it's just been exceptional. I don't get sick. I'm doing her protocols one at a time, very slowly.
Is it a parasite time protocol, Sandy?
Sorry?
It's a parasite protocol?
Parasite and mold. I'm doing parasite and mold protocol.
Cool.
Because I still haven't moved out of this moldy, yucky, dirty house. But we will maybe next year. It's because of me, because I need more energy to pack up and everything. So anyway, this program, what I like about it is it is customized. And it's not taking a bunch of pills. It's lotions and creams And then there's one that's a powder that you can put in capsules and take it in capsules, but I'm taking it with a little teeny bit of yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
And so, as I said, I've started very slow because I usually get really sick from anything new.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You know, I know for 3 years I'm always telling you that. And this time when I started having a little detox in the very beginning.
Whoops. I just lost your sound, Sandy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, now I can hear you.
They updated this iPhone, and ever since that, you know, a new, whatever you call it, a new installation, and then it's,
mm-hmm.
everything's kind of screwy. Anyway, what was I saying?
You were saying that.
It didn't stop me from going. I got just a little bit of detox symptoms in the beginning using this cream. And so she said, just dilute it more. So I did that, and then I didn't have a problem. But if I got too much detox, which I did more in the beginning, then I would just stop for a day and
mm-hmm.
do it the next day. So I will write. I'm now communicating on Unstoppable when I have things to say, and I will post it and tell people what I'm doing. And I wanted to tell you some very interesting things. She is the only person that ever answered my question about why I can't eat ginger and turmeric. And the reason is the bugs go after it, and then they die. So, see, I was, every time I ever ate it, and I'd get dizzy.
Right.
It was, isn't that fascinating?
Wow.
And I know. And it's true. I know it's true because of what I'm doing with this program. And in a lot, I think in every one of her products has ginger and turmeric. And you know, in the beginning I did get a little sick, but now I'm doing really good. So that was just so fascinating to find that out. Finally, why? And then another symptom, which, you know, I had many, but weird symptoms I had, and the blood sugar program helped a lot, but it still didn't totally curb it, where I was always hungry, and I'd even have to, when I woke up at night to go to the bathroom, I'd still have to eat something. I mean, that it's only happening a little bit now, so definitely the bugs are being killed, they're exiting, the eggs are being killed, and I'm getting better. And after a week of this program, even though I was detoxing some, my energy was soaring. I could keep going. And I mean, I still sometimes have to lay down or take a little nap, but most of the time I don't. Yesterday I was extremely stressed because there was this possibility. I mean, they told us it was going to, our PG&E was going to go off.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about this whole thing in California.
Yeah.
And the way they advertised it was going to be for 5 days. So I got really stressed out being on the computer and doing everything I could do that was priority, with, you know, electricity. And so at the end of the, 5 o'clock, I felt tired, but I didn't want to lie down. I wanted to go outside because I hadn't been outside. So I went outside and I took a walk. I went downtown to two blocks away, which is 15 minutes away, which, yeah, I've told you is my favorite clothing store. And then my energy, it just came up. I was having so much fun. We were trying on clothes, and I was just having a great time. So then I came home and I ate a late dinner, and I was good. And then 9:30, I had, I was getting tired. I mean, that's unusual.
That's common when
so
you're so stressed out. You have the ups and the downs.
You know,
it's something to make
to be so stressed out.
Yeah.
Stressed out usually takes all my energy away.
Mm-hmm.
Because the bugs aren't so, as many are not. The eggs mostly is what we're killing now. They're not feasting on me and killing me. I'm killing them.
Well, that's awesome.
So
I would like to know about this. Whenever I hear products that people are really getting good results with, I like to check them out. So if you can.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to, I'll post it and I'll put your name. And she is so fascinating. Her mother did this protocol, did these protocols. And so when she was young, she had to do them. And then her grandmother did them and her great grandmother. They all taught each other how to do it. And she's updated a lot. And her great grandmother was a slave. And the slave owners would come to the slaves when they needed healing.
Wow.
And I never knew that. Yeah, she's fascinating. So I've been studying all about these bugs and all about this and that and this and that, and it's just been fascinating. I can't wait till I see a tapeworm come out. And I just started this new product yesterday, which is supposed to, I'm not taking very much though, but that's what's supposed to get these tapeworms out.
And is it a rotational thing that you're doing? Like you're not doing the same thing over and over, you're rotating products?
No, you don't rotate products. You figure out a way that you can do them all. Because some of them you have to take either 2 hours before a meal or an hour after, that kind of protocol. And then you have to drink. This is the first time I've drank a lot of water, and I can do it. There's something that my body's allowing me to drink a lot of water now. Yes. And I never could do it on, Sweet Spot and all your programs.
Awesome. Wow.
So,
thank you for sharing that.
Well, I was looking forward to the day that I got to share it with you. Now I have two other things. One of them is, remember I emailed you a few times about being a Vital Community member?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about that, Ben? What did Scott say?
Not to my team. They were supposed to get you fixed and set up. They didn't.
Well, I don't know. I never got an email, but I'm still getting email. Like I got an email Friday about, Vital. So, who would I ask?
Usually we give you an extra month after if you stop. So we give you like 13 months free instead of, 12 months just to cover.
Okay.
But
okay.
I know you had.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I do want to do the program again, the Vital.
Yeah. You want to do like
then then I need to pay. There's no discount.
Yeah, there's a pay, and we give you a special rate. There is a payment, but it's a reduced rate because you've been in Vital. And usually it was supposed to have been set up in the online campaign that said you write to all the people who are in ERC that are no longer in and say, hey, if you want to continue with Vital, here's a special. So I am going to.
Okay, so I never got that.
I am going to write to Christina.
Okay, Christina.
And Sky. Okay. Yeah, and if you write to Christina, go to helpdesk@drrainamarie.com and say, hey.
Okay, I will. I will. I've many times talked to her. Yeah, emailed her. Good. All right. Well, that's terrific. That's terrific because that's the way I'm going to be involved right now.
Great.
You know how much I love being with all of you.
Yeah.
And then thirdly,
you're still getting these calls. I think this is the same thing. The office hours we give you for the 13 months. So it's probably going to be ended too. So I don't know. I try to stay out of the back end.
Okay. All right. Now I understand what's going on and what I get. So I'll talk to Christina. Now, have you ever heard of a Dr. Barry Sear? You know of Dr. Barry Sears' zone, right?
The zone? Oh, Sears.
Zone diet.
Yeah, the zone diet. Barry Sears.
Yeah, he's Barry Sears. Yeah, he's big on fish oil. And Nick takes it. I don't take it. So Nick got this offer for us to do a zone cellular inflammation test. So I finally did it, and I got my results back. And I was going to try and upload it to you, but I didn't have time yesterday because of PG&E. So anyway, I can just quickly tell you and then ask you a couple questions. My AA, omega-6. AA, omega-6 fatty acid that drives inflammation. So So mine is over. It's 10.6. He wants it to be 7 to 9. So mine's a little bit over. Now, my EPA, which is omega-3, that resolves inflammation, is supposed to be 4 point to 6 point. Well, mine's so low, 0.6. So, of course, he wants you to take his fish oil, which I'm not going to take fish oil. So, I mean, I could take DHA, and what else could I do besides algae,
yeah, there's,
right?
There's algae. There's algae omega. There's omegas in algae. A Nordic has an algae omega, if you want to do it that way. Opti-3 is another one. There's a number of
what
them.
What is it?
Opti-3.
What is it?
OPTI-3. Opti-3.
OPTI-3. And there's a Nordic.
Diva. D-E-V-A or something like that. Nordic Naturals. If you were to go to Google and you were to plug in vegan omega-3, there's a number of them now. You can read the ingredients and see which one suits you best. I've tried several, and, you know, I don't have any one favorite anymore, but there are always new ones coming out, so it's worth it. Oh, and this other one called Revelation, Raw Revelation. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them, Revelation. Yeah, I've heard of them.
And then the other thing you want to look at is your, if I could see it, I would see the ratio between your short chain omega-3s and your long chain to see if they're converting. And you want to make sure that you've got good B vitamin status and vitamin C. And if you were to go into ERC, ERC, there's a section under the nutrition, you know, pillar. That's on omega-3, and it has all the ways you can get, like, the different nutrients you need. And also, having coconut with your omega-3s like flax and chia will increase the conversion tenfold to EPA.
Oh, well, I eat all those.
Together at the same time. So coconut with flax or with chia or with your hemp seeds will increase the
coconut.
Conversion. Mm-hmm.
Coconut with flax and chia.
At the same time, it helps to convert.
Okay. I don't always do that. Now, what about evening primrose? Would that help?
Evening primrose is an omega-6, and I'd need to see what your short chain. It will show up as GLA on the test.
Well, this only has AA and EPA.
No, it's a short test. The one I usually run is Novas, and they have all of that.
Well, this was. You know what? This was free, and he's he's promoting his product. He's promoting his product.
He's promoting it.
I knew. Yeah. But, you know, hey, if you wanted me to do it.
But too much to do
like
to convert to AA, so I'd be careful of that unless you know what your GLA is.
Too much of what?
Too much GLA, which is what's in Evening Primrose, can convert to AA. So you have to be careful with what you know, so I would be careful on that.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't need to. If it's the one that I'm already too high on, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
So, okay. Well, I'll Google that. I mean, I'd rather do a food than a pill.
Yeah.
So what are your foods?
Purslane.
Besides algae, right?
Can you get purslane? It's a wild edible.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
Purslane, if you can get it and maybe freeze it or juice it and then freeze the juice when you can get it,
that's a good source of EPA.
Good source of EPA.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. It's high, like salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you can think of? Juice or freeze. That's a good idea.
An algae, you know, you can get blue-green algae intake.
I can probably.
Yeah.
Oh, blue-green algae?
Yeah.
Okay, what about regular algae?
That's a good question. I don't know the difference between them in terms of their omega-3 content, but I would guess that it was both because the fish go around and eat all the algae, and that's how they make omega-3 that people eat in fish oil, right?
Oh, yeah.
Fish get it.
Okay.
You can also look at that. What's that? The E3 Live.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of that. You like that?
Good source. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of that. A lot of everybody raves about that. Okay. All right. Well, that gives me some ideas.
Great. Well, good talking to you, Sandy. Thank you.
Well, you too. I had a lot to talk about. Thank you very much for giving me this platform, and I'll
You're
post
welcome.
Sometime on that.
Be sure to post because I know about these products.
I'll highlight your name for sure so you get it. And she did two interviews now. She's done two interviews on one radio, and they're both very, very good. Very good.
Okay. Great. If you can post the links to those interviews, that would be great, too. That would be awesome.
I don't know if I can post the interview. I think I can post one. I'll try and figure it out. Otherwise, I'll get Marcia to help me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. I don't see any other hands raised. I'm going to go to the Q&A to see if we have any others there. All right. We do. We have Angelica. Sometimes I have to split my larger meals into two sittings. I'll eat half, wait about an hour, and then finish. I take bitters for my first round. Should I take them again if I want to eat an hour later? I would say yeah, if it's because you're full versus it might be timing-wise. But, yeah, and it's always best to eat stuff all together. But, yeah, I would probably take bitters again. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so who else had a question? Jem. Hi, Jem. In London, I keep persevering and learning. Yay. Thank you for your work. Is it true that silica, silicon dioxide, is supplement tablets can tear membranes and be damaging? I know there's something I have heard Lynn say to beware of in supplements. Is it magnesium? Okay, so magnesium sure is different than silica. Silica is actually an essential mineral that helps in supporting good hair and nails and, you know, hard substances in the body, and it's different than silicon dioxide. Silica, you know, there's supplements like BioSil. I don't know about them tearing membranes. And the other thing to be aware of in supplements is magnesium stearate, just because the stearate, it's stearic acid, it's a fat. Oftentimes it's an animal-based fat, but sometimes it's vegetable. It might say vegetable stearate. And it basically will bind to the nutrients and not let them break apart. So if you have difficulty digesting fat, you may not digest a magnesium or a calcium or whatever supplement that has magnesium stearate in it. Okay. Can you have too much B12? I take it transdermally and I feel it helps. My lab reports say that I have over the recommended level. So, you know, B12 excess is rare. I mean, generally speaking, we will store it in the liver. You can store up to 7 years worth in the liver, and the body meters it out into the blood as for what it needs. I find that people who have high blood levels often have very low cellular levels, and it's often because they're taking the wrong kind of B12, and it's not getting into the cells. So I would check to make sure that you have what kind you're taking, that it's not cyanocobalamin, because it's not a good source. And the gold standards, there's one gold standard test for B12 status, and that's called methylmalonic acid. And if that's off, then the B12 is off. I would also look at, on a regular blood test, the thing called MCV, mean corpuscular volume, MCV, and homocysteine. Right, and see where those are at. Oftentimes I see that people functionally are low in B12, but their blood shows that they're high. All right, I don't see any more questions there. Let's see here. Oh, good. Barbara can hear you. All right. So, I think earlier you said something about a place to go for questions, brain digestion, to figure out what where your issues might lie. Yeah. So, Marilyn, you're in ERC, and one of the first things we had you do in ERC was to fill out questionnaires, the body systems questionnaire, and that has five different sections about your digestion. Marilyn says, I have that throat gland thing happening too, and thinks that it's related to EBV. A friend of mine, her name is Kasha Kynes, K-I-N-E-S, and she's a doctor of a nutrition, and she just started an EBV program, an online program. So if anybody's interested in getting the link to that, I mean, it's a paid program, it's not free, but if you are struggling with EBV, Epstein Barr virus, then we can help you. You know, I can hook you up with her, and if it's something you want to do. I think she just started it yesterday, but her call yesterday was recorded, and I'm sure she'll let you in, especially if you say I referred you. Thank you, Angelica, for putting that in there. Kathy, can a person be allergic to turmeric? Yeah. So you just heard from Sandy, very good timing on that, who's always said, I'm allergic to turmeric, allergic to turmeric. And what she just discovered in doing this cleanse is that she wasn't actually allergic to it, but she was reacting because it was so powerful and it was going off bugs and she was getting a Herxheimer reaction. So what are your symptoms that you're getting? Yeah, thank you, Angelica. Good response. She said you could try turmeric root alone to see if you react. Some supplements have fillers and weird things in capsules that trigger sensitivity. And it's true that turmeric is absorbed better with black pepper. Black pepper and something with fat in it. Something with fat in it. So if you just have a completely non-fat meal and you just have turmeric alone, it's not going to be absorbed as well. But say you have some coconut in your meal or olives in your meal and you have turmeric with some black pepper, that can be helpful. And they also have turmeric liposomal. That's correct, Martha. Seeking Health has a good turmeric liposomal. And then there's also activated turmeric that's not the actual turmeric that's been had the or extracted, the active ingredients have been extracted, like in a tincture. Interesting. Barbara said, just want to let you know that my Keto Mojo glucose strips are only registering glucose and hematocrit, or hematocrit too, as mentioned on the call. So we'll contact them and let them know. Yeah, check your strips because they're supposed to check hemoglobin and hematocrit. One other thing, I think, and somebody on a call yesterday said that hers used to, but now they're not. So, yeah, definitely worth contacting the company. Maybe they changed it. But, yeah, it's definitely a good idea. Thanks for that, Barbara. Marilyn said, is there a way I could get the parasite mold program that I think it is Sandy talking about? I'm interested in what she had to say. I got my stool test and tried a few things. Would like to know more details about her program. Yeah, so she said she's going to post that to the Unstoppable Health community, and I'll explore it and see what I think. Okay, what is the best digestive enzyme? There's a lot of good ones. Depends on what you're going after. I've always liked transformational enzymes. There's others. Some of them are the ones, a lot of the ones you just get in the health food store are very low potency. I remember with transformational enzymes, actually had a patient who was taking Premier Research, which is a good company, and she was taking their enzymes, and she just switched. I found out about transformational. She decided to try it, and just taking the same amount with this different transformational, and like her energy improved, and her digestion improved, and everything improved. So that's why I've kind of stuck with them. But there are others. I think that Health Force Nutritionals has one, and who is that? Body Ecology has them. Yeah. The other ingredients of turmeric are hydrogenated starch. Ouch. Oh, hydroxylate. Oh boy. Yeah, get rid of that. Get rid of that supplement. That is probably the problem. There's all kinds of stuff in there, so it may not be turmeric. So like Angelica said, I would say go ahead and get some fresh turmeric, try it that way, or just get some powdered turmeric and see if you have the same reaction. But all those starches in there are not good. Marilyn said, I did Kasha Kine's program, and it was great. Just finished taking it. Awesome. What does MC8 stand for? Where did you see, or MCB? Oh, MCV. Mean corpuscular volume, MCV is an indicator. Yeah, mean corpuscular volume. It's basically the size of your red blood cells. I'm wondering about turmeric in relation to my skin issues, Kathy said. Well, if you just started that, if that supplement that you're taking is something relatively new, it might have caused you to break out, yeah. Martha, can turmeric cause you to wake up during the night? I mean, it's not known for that. It's not a known side effect of it. I don't see biologically or physiologically why it would do that unless, like Sandy found, it was killing off some of your bugs in the middle of the night, and that caused you to have like a Herxheimer reaction from the toxins they produced. All right. I think that's all I see. Let me go do a refresh. Okay, one more. Jen said thanks. You're welcome. Cindy, what is the best digestive enzyme? I just answered that one. Yep. Can you explain what you mean by parasites and turmeric and ginger? Well, what Sandy was trying to say was turmeric and ginger are anti-inflammatory. And her in particular, and they can have some antimicrobial effect. For her, for the last years, for as long as I've known her, which is quite a number of years, she'd always say, I can't take turmeric or ginger. I get really a bad reaction. And so she was saying that she started to do this cleanse, which are topical, mostly creams that are working on their, you know, transdermal, getting the substances in. And most of them have turmeric and ginger. And she was able to tolerate them. And her assumption was that the turmeric and ginger were killing off some of the bugs. And those were releasing some of their toxins in the system and making her sick. She's always had a problem with stuff like that where she can't detox well because she gets too many reactions. So she has to go really, really slowly. All right, let's see who's here. I see no more hands up. Let's see if there's anything more in the chat. Kathy said, thank you so much. You're so welcome. Angelica, do I know of a good functional zinc test? I'm tracking my micronutrients, and I'm consistently low on zinc. Yeah, so the way that I typically functionally do it is the taste test. So something like the Premier Research Labs one or Body Balance one. Body Bio one, and you basically test to see how your taste bud receptors are. The one you're taking is very concentrated, so it's going to taste yuck, but the others have a specific concentration that would make it taste better. There's also red blood cell zinc. And there's also in the labs, you'll see something called alkaline phosphatase. And if that's consistently low, it means it's low. Now, just because you're taking zinc doesn't mean you're absorbing your zinc. So liquid is going to be the most likely to be absorbed. But if you don't have good stomach acid, you don't always absorb enough zinc. And sometimes when there's been a zinc deficiency for a long time, the doses you need to take are a lot higher than what you think. I mean, I've had people take as much as 80 to 90 milligrams a day, whereas the RDA is somewhere in the 20 range, until they got a result. So that's what I would suggest, looking at your regular labs and seeing the easiest way is looking at your regular labs at alkaline phosphatase. Barbara, thanks again. Every time I listen to a call, I learn so much. Things I didn't even know I needed to ask about. That's the beauty of these calls and the community, is that there's so much stuff that you didn't know what you didn't know. And I like to talk about this thing called the stages of learning. And you start out in unconscious incompetence. You don't know what you don't know. And you don't know you don't know it. And you don't know that it's important. And then once you become aware, and this was me growing up on Kool-Aid and M&Ms, I had no idea that it was affecting my health. I mean, I knew it could make me fat, but I didn't know it was affecting my health until I learned about that. And I'm like, wow. And then I became really conscious of all my incompetence. I noticed all the crazy, horrible ways that I was destroying my health, right? I was aware of it, but I didn't kind of know what to do about it. And then I started to learn what to do about it, but I'd catch myself. And it was like I had to stop and think and go, okay, this is what I need to do. Oh, this is what I need to do. And then that's conscious incompetence and conscious competence, right? And then it just becomes unconscious competence. And that's when everything just flows. And that's when, and it doesn't mean you're unconsciously competent about everything, but about certain things. Like most people who ride a bike or drive a car, you become unconsciously competent, right? You just get in there. You don't have to think, okay, now I have to turn the wheel 14 degrees to the left and then 12 degrees to the right and then put my foot on the gas. You just do it, you know? And that happens. Like so many things as we learn them and they just become a part of what we do, we become conscious, unconsciously competent, and that's what we strive for. So for everything you're doing in your life, you're at a different point. So Barbara said, I didn't even know I needed to know, and that's why it's the beauty of these calls, is you start to learn. You go, oh, maybe I should become aware of that. Lynn Rose might say something about, you know, EMFs or things like that, that we go, oh, I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't know that was an issue. Now let me be aware of it and then do things to change it. So it's really good stuff. Whoops. Diana said she just got not good news. About the Keto Mojo and the hemoglobin issue. Martha said there's always more love. Love the sharing and the repetition helps when the science stuff is new. Yep. So they say hemoglobin reading removed, updated 17 minutes ago. By Michelle Poole, guidelines issued by the FDA state that glucose meters for over-the-counter use should only display the glucose reading and no other parameters like hemoglobin and hematocrit. Wow. Okay, you know, it to me, the state of this healthcare system is just beyond belief that here we are trying to empower ourselves by having meters that measure what's going on inside so that we can do something about it. And the FDA, aka Big Pharma, because they're all, if that's where it's controlled by, are getting in there and going, oh, okay, we can't let people do this. We can't let people do this. It's the same thing with the Freestyle Libre, right? The Freestyle Libre is like, one of the best things you can ever do to figure out what's going on with your blood sugar, and they're by prescription only. But guess what? You could get Tylenol and Tums and all these things that can destroy your health over the counter. So, oh, that's frustrating. Yeah, thank you. So Kathy said, I'm feeling very incompetent the more I learn, right? Because you didn't know you were incompetent before. So Lynn says, I'd rather be conscious about my incompetence, right? There is more, but it is like the vitamin D test that I can no longer get at walk-in. There is a vitamin D test you can buy on Amazon or other places like that. It's an over-the-counter that you send it and then you send it back, but yeah. Sure, if you're on, let me open you up. I'd love to hear the rest of it. Kathy said, I'm aware of my incompetence. So glad you're all here to guide me along the way. Thank you. Yes, you're right. The lobbyists don't want to empower people. There's no money in that, of course. Blah. Barbara says, love, love, love the way everyone shares. Yep. Keto Mojo. Okay, I'm gonna open up Diana's line and we're gonna hear. Hi, Diana. You there? I don't hear you yet. You may have muted yourself. I unmuted you. No? Are you speaking, Diana? Oh, you're muted. I unmuted you. Check your phone. Are you there twice? No? I see you. It says web call, Diana, Idaho. Check to see. You might have muted it, like on your computer. Is anybody else hearing her? Right, let me try unmute. I'll try muting you, and then I'll try unmuting you. How about now, Diana? Is somebody else on, like Angelica or Link, that you could try unmuting her? It's not unmuting for me. I mean, it says it's unmuted, but she's still seeing muted. Let me make sure it's not just me. I'm going to open up Lynn. Both Lynns, actually. Tell me if speak. No, there's one Lynn. Was that Lynn Rose? Hey. Lynn Dreher.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Looks like Diana just called in again. Okay, let me try again.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally.
I finally got on. This is very interesting. I used to be able to go down to a little hospital down in Arco and walk in any day of the week that I wanted to, as long as it was between 8 and 11, and pay $20 and get a vitamin D test. They stopped that about 3 months ago.
Wow.
The state of Idaho will no longer allow us to go in and get any kind of blood testing on the walk-in without a doctor's order.
Bummer.
Now we've got this coming up, and that's exact. There's a lot more to the email that I just got back from Keto Mojo, but it's quite extensive. The FDA is no longer allowing us to have this information. They're basically saying, hey, you're lucky you get the glucose reading and the HCT, so stop bitching about not having the HB because we're not supposed to give you that.
How are they getting away with that, I wonder?
Let's see. It's the there's a whole thing about recent FDA guidelines. In the coming months, we will be removing the display of both HCT and HB. Just for reference, we are trying to make it clear now in all of our manuals instructions that these measurements and calculations ensure a high standard of accuracy for glucose only and are not to be used for diagnostic purposes, blah, 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 blah. Then they sent me a bunch of links on all the FDA guidelines that are new. So I'll post the whole thing over on the one of the websites on the Facebook page somewhere.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm sure. Or forward it to me as well. Forward it to coaching@drritamarie.com. I want to see this.
Okay. I would be happy to do that. I think they're catching on to us. They don't want us to have this. It's going the way of the Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, and all those places where we can't do Dr. Allen's labs, etc. So they do not want us to be empowered to have this information.
Yeah. It
also, I'd like to also mention, just for the heck of it, we were able to get our local doctor to run a bunch of extra blood tests on my husband last time he was in for a checkup. And he had to do some homework on finding codes to get the Medicare to pay for it. And he was able to do that, but it took him some work. He probably had spent 30, 40 minutes of looking up medical codes, but they did pay for all of them except one. They would not pay for the vitamin D test.
What?
All the fancy tests that he managed to find the codes for, they paid for everything. It was over $970 worth. And they paid for all of it except for the vitamin D test. Now get this.
out of pocket, we have to pay for that vitamin D test, $246.
What?
That's our part of the bill. We're not 1 cent for the rest of it.
You can get it on Dr. Allen's hot site for like $49.
Yes, you can. I know. But we also have to drive 150 miles each way to get the lab draw.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You got to add that to the cost.
Well, if you go look up blood spot vitamin D test, there's a number that have it that you can order. You do it, you put it on the card, and you send it in. It's about $10 more than going to the lab, but given the gas situation.
Yep, I did get a link for one of those. I think it was like $89. And it's a blood spot one where you put it on the little card and mail it in. That may be coming to an end too. I'm just saying I'm starting to get this funny feeling with these new, all of a sudden rules from the FDA that we may be looking at a little bit different future here. So, anyway, that's the only reason I really wanted to bring it up, but yeah, it's coming.
All right. Well, I think they were cheaper on Amazon. I'm looking. I bought one recently and I haven't done it yet because I was traveling, but I'm going to do it soon. They went up since I got it last. They're a nice $79 now.
Yeah. So I'm going to stock up on a few of those things myself before they disappear off Amazon too.
I need to keep track of that vitamin D.
My vitamin D's been up and down and I've got to track it. So, that one's too important. And I guess I'll just have to be happy and maybe stock up on these new strips that at least get the HCT. But,
I still have, I'm going to go see if mine still works. They can't make it not work, right? So,
So
I still have some of the previous ones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, actually, if you want to, the expiration date on the lot that I bought was 2021. The year 2021, it's March of 2021. So if you wanted to actually try to find some with an expiration date earlier than that, they might actually read.
I'll look to see what mine says because I may have a lot number because sometimes you can find them on places like eBay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway, some of these newer batches, apparently that's the HD is being removed first and then they'll be removing the HCT. That's basically what this is saying.
Wow.
So, there went that advantage. Oh, well. It's okay. Well,
you're on the right track.
I'm on the right track. I'm not planning on needing to track this too much longer anyway. So,
good.
That problem's going to be gone shortly.
Yay.
It was already moving in the right direction, so I'm not the least bit worried about it at the moment. It's just a very interesting thing for this to be happening right now.
It is. It is. I was just going on Amazon and looking. I'm going to take a look. There's a lot of different blood spot tests that you can do. They used to be able to do insulin this way. And I got a couple of kits and I even found it recently, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I had gotten some of those, the fecal occult blood tests, last year when I was tracking to see if I was still bleeding or not. And that was where I got them. There are a lot of interesting tests on there. I think, might be time to stock up on some that have expiration dates that are a little while out and maybe just have them on hand if you think you might need them.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how long this will last before they really start pulling things off.
Well, I am going to take the stand that we are all going to collectively send our energy, our desires out across the ethers that we are the ones that get to take charge of our health.
Amen.
We get to take charge of our health. No negative. We get to take charge of our health.
Yes, absolutely. And what you were talking about yesterday and also on the Shine thing is that there are those assessments that we do, the self-assessments.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of these things that we can do without even needing the testing.
Right.
So, there are lots of ways around this. And this isn't going to stop our movement. It's growing too big. You are doing the world a huge favor and you are not alone. And everyone that's in this take charge of our own healthcare movement, we just need to stand together and rally around each other and rally around our rights to our own healthcare. And thank you for being a big spearhead and a big voice for all of us, Dr. Rita Marie.
Well, thank you for being part of it.
Yeah, no problem.
All
thank
right.
you, ma'am. That's
Sharon.
All I have for today. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lynn has her hand up. I'm going to open it up. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. I just wanted to point out, I put in the team chat, there's a link that's on the Keto Mojo site that has exactly what Diana was reading.
Oh, thank you.
That.
Where
so
is it? I don't see
it's
it.
Just a little ways up.
Living Well, VRT, yep. Be Home Test.
And keep going.
Okay. I see PR Labs, Liquid Zinc. Is it below that?
Oh, yeah, it's below that.
And Lynn.
Help.keto-mojo.com and then
oh yeah, I see it. Keto Mojo. Help.ketomojo.com article. Good.
Yep.
I'm gonna click on that and make sure I get to read it. Awesome, thank you. You're such a good researcher. You find things so quickly. Anything else? Is there anything else before I go? I've got about 3 minutes.
Nope.
First, the expensive natural tests I need for my GP, so I don't waste any time and money. Oh boy. Yeah, you're in Canada. So this is the thing, Kathy. A lot of the MDs up in Canada are just, they won't do vitamin D. They won't do a lot of tests. So, go to my website, my blog, drritamarie.com/blog, and look up lab tests. I did a whole article on the most important lab tests to do, and you should be able to find all the thyroid tests there as well. Most of the Canadian docs won't do them.
And I put a link to that blog in the chat.
Oh, good, thanks. Yeah.
And then Janet said something, and I seen, because I was got here a little late, something about a protocol that Sandy was talking about.
Yes,
protocol.
Yeah, she said she heard someone speak on that One World Radio, I think it is, and they were talking about this mold and parasite program, and she's doing it, and there's some creams, mostly creams and one powder, and it's really helping her a lot. She's going to post the link on the Unstoppable Health site.
Okay,
let's see. Oh, just like homeopathic. I have good homeopathy kits. I'm reading about the power being out in Northern California.
Monique is, that's what started me reading it.
Yeah, she said she's camping out in her house.
Yeah, because they don't know when they'll get power, and there's thousands of people without power.
And what's the purpose? Because they said it was something like prevention of fires or something?
Yeah, something. There are no fires. This is not to be a conspiracy theorist, but I am. But there are no fires. And supposedly it's preventative.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But anyway, so now all these people are without power. And they don't know when they're going to get it again.
They don't know. All right. All right. I don't see anything else. What proteolytic enzymes for pain and inflammation? Transformation has one called protease IFC. They also have a straight protease. The IFC has additional herbs in there that are helpful for inflammation. Any kind of protease and a high-dose protease. That's alone. There's several different companies that have them. I personally like transformation enzymes. Are there others? You've mentioned a few companies, Lynn, that you like.
I use Pyridyme, but I also rotate. So I have used transformation, and I use Pyridyme right now. But just like everything else, I like to rotate.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just keep reading and it's like, oh, now it's time to change again.
All right. Good. Prior line. Oh, yeah. Power. Oh, that's so funny that it's power line health when we're just talking about power. I was like, what? Is that something different?
Sorry. That's just where I've gotten my transformation from. I don't always get it right.
You can get transformation. You can get from
doctor supplements.
Store. Yeah.
Yeah.
In your first order, you get 10% off. And if you're in ERC, you get 10% off on all orders now. And that link will go out tomorrow in the ERC newsletter. We just arranged that. So that's cool. Okay. Let me look one more time in the questions. If you put in a question and I didn't see it, just put it in again. There was Cindy. Thank you. All right. I think we're good. All right. I'm going to open everybody's lines. So on the count of three, we can say goodbye to each other and just really let's stick together in this, this constant quest for empowered self-care. That's the healthcare of the future. It is what we are moving towards. There are those who don't like it because they stand to lose money at the expense, of course, of our health, and that would be the big pharma, big food. And we are a force to reckon with. So don't lose faith. Don't lose your confidence. We are moving in the right direction. We're all in this together. And love and common sense and caring for each other, that's what's going to prevail. That's my opinion. So thank you guys so much.
Can I say one more thing really, really quick? Don't let anybody shame you.
Yes.
Don't let anybody tear you down or bring you fear or shame you.
Right. Fear is one of the worst things and it can really slow your body down. Stay in faith. Stay in faith that we are moving in the right direction and that we are working towards creating a health system that's based on love and caring and common sense. So thank you guys so much. 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Gratitude. Lots of gratitude.
You are welcome.